Welcome to today's Barry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we get to catch up with Dallas County Engineer Al Miller.
Now that we're in the fall season approaching winter, a lot of work done over the summer and spring months. Can you kind of give me the latest updates on where secondary roads are with construction work?
Obviously, we've had some challenges this year with the same things everybody else is dealing with. But I'm extremely happy with our guys and the amount of work that we've been able to get done, and with the trying to keep our distance and what have you gave us some challenges. But we've actually been able to resurface about 78 miles of our granular surface roads. About 6 miles of ditching. We were able to do about 50 miles of shoulder rock, replaced about 40 culverts, and did various patches around the county throughout the summer. We are hoping to get another month of work in here, but it'll depend on what Mother Nature does to us. But can't say enough how proud I am of all the employees here at the Secondary Road Department dealing with everything we need to deal with to be safe, and the amount of production we got throughout the summer. As far as construction is concerned, we have one project that's still underway as we are giving this interview here, up on R-16 from Highway 44 to F-31 north of Dallas Center. Hoping to finish that up here in the next week to 10 days with a positive weather forecast here, so that would wrap up our construction part of things for the year. We'll still continue to do maintenance work as long as Mother Nature allows us to.
And now, looking back at this past summer and spring season, how does this compare to other years prior in regards to weather and other COVID-19 guidelines that you've had to kind of have a distance in that kind of that direction?
Obviously, it's a unique summer dealing with the whole coronavirus issue. But as far as how this compares to other construction seasons, we've had really good weather this summer for construction anyway, not so good for the drought for other folks, but not a lot of rain days for us, so we were able to be out there working a lot of the construction season. So that helped us out quite a bit, and we had a pretty easy winter and springtime, so we didn't have to deal with a lot of frost boils, those type of things, and soft roads as we had in the past. We also went through a spring without a lot of flooding, so that's been a good thing for us. But hopefully those kind of things continue here, but we've got to be prepared for, a more typical summer, I think, next year. So.
And now, just to kind of piggyback on that, and probably more so for my curiosity than anything, I know the kind of impact that a wet spring can have and flooding can have on roads. Is there any kind of downside to having a dry summer on road conditions? Is there anything that makes them more fragile or vulnerable that way?
One thing, when it's been so dry, obviously dust is always a problem. We did have, quite a few days this summer that we were actually hauling water out to our folks working on roads, because, when you blade gravel roads, when it's as dry as it was this past summer, you just turn them to powder. So that was one thing we had to deal with. But, quite frankly, that's pretty easy to deal with compared to a flood and fixing washouts and all those kind of things that come with, a hard winter and a wet spring. So.
And now, looking ahead to the winter months, a lot of work being put forth to kind of get prepared for that. A little bit earlier snow than we would have liked pretty recent. So can you kind of educate me and take me behind the scenes on what work and preparation is being done now to kind of get prepared and get ready to go come wintertime?
Yeah, we have hauled in all of our salt into storage here early in the year. So we like to get that taken care of so we don't have such a pinch when winter actually gets here full force. So we've got about 2,000 ton of salt in storage at our central maintenance facility, as well as up in Grimes at a central storage area. So all of our salt is here. We do have the ability to get additional if we do have an extremely bad winter. But right now, with an early season snowfall, we try to just adapt and take care of that one event with as minimal amount of trucks and salt as what we could get by with. Gradually over the next month or so, we'll get up to full speed as far as having all of our trucks ready to plow and having underbodies on and spinners and everything so that we can get our full fleet out to deal with winter when it actually gets here. But with the weather forecast, I'm hoping that construction season and maintenance work is going to continue here into November and wait till December for the actual snowfall.
And I just to piggyback on something you had mentioned there, certainly an outlier snow event that we had recently and certainly caught me off guard, and I'm sure you're just the same. So can you kind of take me through what that was like and kind of the adaptations you guys had to make to kind of get everything up and running?
Well, we have weather forecasting that we deal with. So we knew we were going to get some snow. Obviously, there was places that got 9 inches that nobody had forecasted any of that. But, we wanted to make sure that we were at least had enough, plows on and ability to spread salt on the roads as we needed to. But we knew it was going to be short-lived. But, it turned into a little bit more than what we anticipated, which happens with weather forecasting and that type of thing. But, there's a lot of events that we get, a lot of snow predicted and end up with an inch. So we'll take whatever comes at us and we'll just adapt and deal with whatever we get. So.
Awesome. Well, I hit all the points I wanted to talk about. Is there anything that I forgot or anything else that you'd like to mention or anything else our listeners should know?
Feel free if anybody out there has got any concerns about your roads. I mean, we've got 650 miles of unpaved roads and 180 or so miles of paved roads, and we can't view them every day, so we rely on folks that are out there in the county to call in concerns that they have, and we appreciate that. And occasionally if you see our guys doing a good job, those phone calls in to tell somebody that they did a good job is very much appreciated through our office.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Engineer Al Miller. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.